This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today an alteration mildly for the khutbah today because of the current issues and the situation we have. So it is going to be coinciding with what is after Ramadan. Next one, inshallah, will give you a list of things to do to keep you on the steadfast. On the list that you have, you put on your fridge as we're accustomed, on the to-do list. Not just hearing things, we're actually learning ilm and amal, knowledge and action, as this is wings of faith. So we don't come here, be entertained and learn something and walk away empty-handed. We have to have something to do every week to improve ourselves, become a better Muslim, close to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, close to the Quran, close to the Sunnah, walk in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our intention is to be like the Sahaba radhiyallahu alayhim ajma'in, those who are actually guided, those who are the best of generations, those who are the closest company, those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be their companions. May Allah please with all of them. Ameen. So we'll concentrate on something that is pertaining after Ramadan, and that the what is we're going today through, inshallah. So we're going to say, وَاعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. So worship your Lord till yaqeen. Here is not certainty, that means actually death comes upon thee. Because some people actually take it literal, and they use that as an excuse. I have yaqeen, I don't have to worship Allah anymore. And that is a song of the truly desperate. I've heard it before. It has nothing to do with the Quran and Sunnah. If that's the case, if you had yaqeen or you reach a certain age, you would have to subside. But it's not the case. And we have so many proofs that even in the hadith says, إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانِ إِنْ قَتَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ عِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُو لَهُ. So there's too many ayat in the hadith that you don't have to have yaqeen, meaning I now have yaqeen that Allah exists. خلاص, I don't have to worship Him. That's not the case. We worship Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula till the last day of our lives, the last breath we take, because the other hadith says, مَا لَمْ يُغَرْدِرْ. Even if the last breath that you actually exhale from your body, if you come back to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, worshipping Him alone, ascribing no partners unto Him, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula will grant you repentance. لَوْ بَلَغَتْ ذُنُوبَكَ عَنَانِ السَّمَاءِ. If your sins have reached the heavens, but you come ascribing no partners to Allah, Allah will come to you and forgive their sins if they reach the heavens. If your sins have filled the earth, but you come to Allah ascribing no partners unto Him, I will come back to you with the earth full of maghfirah, full of forgiveness. And the other hadith, of course, you can repent till that. See the time, the sign of the time. Either your time is up or the sun rises from the west. So the idea behind وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, to worship your Lord, that the actions and deeds are cut off except of three things according to the hadith, that is صَدَقَةَ جَارِيَةَ, ongoing charity, beneficial knowledge, a righteous child that will make dua, a supplication for you. So we have now reached a certain time. We've congratulated ourselves and we understood that we said congratulations because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala مَنَّ عَلَيْنَا بِالْعِبَادَةِ. He actually was too kind for us to be able to worship Allah. He was too generous to give us another Ramadan. And He was too
much rangers and generous with us to be able to fast and do qiyam and do Quran and do siyam and lower our gaze and be able to concentrate on the akhlaq, the moral conduct, not the physical ibadah that we do, like most of us do. That even the hadith says that you will memorize the Quran, it will not even surpass your tongue. You will not even use the memorization of the Quran to do anything else except that you call the memorizer. And these are the people that do it for the sake of the people that will be the first one among the three that the hellfire will ignite by. The things that the money you've given because of the people. And you memorize the Quran and you acquire knowledge because of the people. And you even martyr them because of the people. حَتَّى يُقَالُ شُجَاعُ وَقَدْ قِيلُ. So you will be called a brave person. And it was said, because you sought that insight from the people, not Allah. There was no ikhlas. So you'll understand what this whole thing means now when you have a certificate. We've talked about the death certificate. And the simile that you will come, no one of us are exempt. Every one of us, we will come in a box. None is exempt. No matter how rich you are, no matter how white you are, no matter how much you put in fair and lovely, no matter how many PhDs you have on the wall, no matter how big your castles are, you're still going to end up in 3 feet by 9 feet and 6 feet deep. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illahu. Not even prophets and messengers were exempt. And we are not better than them, and rest assured that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that over 1400 years ago. Ya ayyuha al-insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqih. You will live your whole life in difficulties, reason doesn't matter. Fast, cold, bad, ta'qib. Famulaqih, for sure you will meet him. Bala wa rabbi latub'athun. Allah takes an oath. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told to tell them, and again it's lam tawqib, nun mushaddada. Two letters in one word, he's making sure that you understand there is no turning back. He took an oath by it. You think that you are left alone? You were created haphazard to play around? No. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ نَتْ يَلْحَبُونَ. I have not created the jinn and the ins except to worship me. Worship me meaning come here and 24/7 prostrate? No, akhi. The whole life is ibadah. Every action and deed, everything you do, every treatment you treat, your even your spouse, your children, where you work, how you do your act of worship, how you actually do that dealing in the business. Every aspect of your life is called the ibadah if you have the intention. So we turn ada into ibadah. Everything we do from now, doesn't matter. Even you go to school, my intention is to worship you, Allah, with that. The money I spend is the best money because it's my jihad. To acquire knowledge, I'm doing what you asked me to do, Ya Allah. I want to bring the ummah back. I want to do something before I die. Everything I do from now on, I have to turn the intention. Turn a tradition or a worldly affair into an act of worship by turning the intention. So you have come to this life. And they give you a birth certificate, as we mentioned. In the same hospital, somebody else will be given the same certificate, but it's a death certificate. Between those two certificates, you will get another certificate as you buy a house, you buy a car, you graduate, and so on. But the most important certificate, as we mentioned before, the one that you will never see, which is your death certificate. But you understand there's something even more than that, that's eternal. You will either take that certificate with your right-hand side or left-hand side. So let's take you there gradually, because you just graduated. From what? From the school of Ramadan. Let's find out. Did you make it? Did you get an A plus or a Z minus? So let's find out. The school of Ramadan taught you something, didn't it? You were so happy, weren't you? But some of us were so sad because they actually didn't get the taste of the ibadah. They were saying, "Furaqat Eid ya Ramadan." Let's get rid of Ramadan, man, I had enough. These are the people actually deprived. These are the poor people, wallahi. They're bankrupt. Bankrupt of what? Of the spiritual food. Not the physical food, the spiritual food. Their heart is empty, the battery is low. They got no uplink because they had no downlink correct to them, meaning the Quran was not talking to you, was not talking to your heart. So if you don't have a download or a downlink, how do you have an uplink to Allah? You don't. So from now on, we have to learn a little bit about the school of Ramadan. We talked about that if you live your life like you lived Ramadan, your Eid will be in Jannah. That is your goal from now on. I am going to live my whole life like Ramadan. Because I tasted the beauty of close to Allah. I've tasted the beauty of the Quran. For every letter that I get 10 hasanat, 10 rewards, and multiples of, I understood. Now I prayed inside, I stayed up, and the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ says, Man sama, another hadith says, Man qama, both are authenticated. Man sama Ramadan imana wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Similar formula, that accordingly. How old are you? 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 90, 93. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive your sins. Doesn't matter how old you are, the hadith says, if you fast the month of Ramadan, why do you think we say congratulations? Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum salih al-amal wa ta'at. Why do you think we say congratulations? Man mubarak, inshaAllah, alhamdulillah. Why? Allah made you live through Ramadan. Because the hadith, believe it or not, says that one man that was martyred, died as a shaheed. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these were two brothers. Difference of opinions or other brethren or otherwise, it doesn't matter. Two men. But one of them were doing the same thing exactly, but one of them died as a martyr and the other one kept going. And believe it or not, the hadith says the other one that did not die as a martyr was higher rank. They asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how could that be? That man died as a martyr. He says, yes, but it wasn't his brother, lived for another year to reach another Ramadan, to do more acts of worship, so he's higher in Jannah. So don't take it lightly, my brothers and sisters. Every day is a present, because the past is called a past because you cannot get it back. And that's why every day you have is a present. Use it wisely. If somebody gives you a present, how do you use that day? Another day to repent, another day to do righteous deeds, another day to come close to Allah, another day to reach the sunnah, another day, another day, another day. How much will you? You don't know that, but so every day is a present from now on. So that school of Ramadan will get you to get that last report card. You cannot say the dog ate it, and you can't call a friend, and it will be your last answer, because there is nothing to bribe. You cannot buy a teacher out, nor bribe an angel, or put up the angel of death to bet. You can't. So what did the school of Ramadan do for you, or do you? After Ramadan, you'll find out. Did you turn back? So was it temporary? Let me give you the example. If I tell you I'm going to give you an office for just a week, then I'm going to move you again. Are you going to invest in this office? You're not going to invest in that office. It's a temporary place. But if I tell you if I'm going to give you a permanent house, you're not moving. How much will you invest? You look at the top of the line, everything, won't you? So how could we invest so much in temporary silver and leave a permanent gold? A castle made of brick and silver and gold. You'd be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Quran every Friday. A market that you can get everything you want. And all you have to do is subhanakallahum. And everything that you will come back more beautiful on a weekly basis. You'll be with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will never die again. Never get sick again. You will never say so long to anyone again. You won't pray janazah on anyone anymore. You don't have to worry about the receding hairlines, the biryani belly, the lines and the glasses and everything else. The sound that you make, you sit up and you sit down. No heartache, no pain, no hunger, no thirst, no job, no taxes, no stress, no tension. How much will you pay for that? That is the answer for the next khutbah, inshaAllah. In the second half, we'll give you there a roadmap to be able to understand how to graduate from the school of Ramadan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that to make us among those who listen to speech and follow the best of it. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْعَوْمَ أَسْتَغْفِرُوا فَيَتَوْزَ مَسْتَغْفِرُوا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد. One measuring stick. After Ramadan, did you go back to old ways? After Ramadan, did you turn on that internet again? That TV again? The Bollywood? Did you turn on everything else that you actually said, you know what, Ramadan, استحي من الله. يعني, you know what, okay, I'm going to be bashful, I'm going to be shy. Now, you know, haram يعني, because you know shaitan is locked up, man. I can't blame shaitan. So Ramadan, it's me. I can't blame anybody else because he's too busy now of fielding all these things. Now you understand, you say, okay, well, after Ramadan I can blame shaitan because he's released. So are you back? You know that utterance, go back to your old ways, man. Dude, not just a human being. I understand, Habibi, wallahi, I know that. Me too. We all tested. But you'll be tested in your weakness, by the way. Be careful. You have a weakness, that's where the test is going to come. So how you pass the test, the reward is there. So what is the final test? You know everything that in this life you're tested. Every year you pass by, you have a final exam. And you will get a report card. But the teachers will not tell you what the questions on the exams are. Know that they will give you the answer, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much more generous than that. He will tell you the questions in the grave. He's already told you that. مَنْ رَبُّكْ مَا دِينُكْ مَا تَقُولْ بَجِبْ عَتَذِيكُمْ Who is your Lord? What is your way of life? What do you say in the man that was sent upon you? Three questions. In the grave, you will be asked by whom? Like Sheikh Abdul Aziz Abdullah, nice guy, smile, white though, coming with a cat, compassionate, because I love you, you're my student. No, these are two angels will come and sit you up and ask you in the darkness of that grave on your own. You can't call anyone. No 911. You can't call your mommy. You're afraid of the dark, whatever it is. Because according to your answers, your grave will collapse your ribs or will expand as far as eyesight can see. And according to your answers, your grave will be a piece of hell or a piece of heaven. And according to your answers, it will be furnished from the hellfire or furnished from heaven. And according to your answers, again, the gate will open that you will be able to see your place in hell. وَالْحَيَدُ بِاللَّهِ We see protection of Allah from that. Or we can see our place in Jannah. May Allah make us among them. Ameen. And we'll say, رَبِّ أَقْنِ السَّاعَ كَيْ أَعُودُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِي وَمَالِي Oh Allah, establish the hour. I want to go back to my family and my wealth. They only come down to three questions. Do you believe it? How much would you pay to be able to answer these questions? On that day, you know the Quran is telling you, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ You would run from everyone. الْأَخِلَّاءِ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ May Allah make us among the muttaqeen. Your friends, the posse, the one that, you my posse, you in the hood, you the bro, my man. You know that guy? He will leave you alone, run. Except those who have taqwa. May Allah make us among the muttaqeen. And that's why the scholars will tell you, increase the muttaqeen. Increase righteous friends. They will keep you in line. They will remind you of Allah. They will guide you a straight path. When they speak, they will increase your iman. You know how many people will come to the office? My son used to be good. My daughter used to wear hijab. They used to pray. But now they're doing drugs. They took off the hijab. They're doing deals. And. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illahu. Two things that isn't Sahih Bukhari. It's a long hadith. The man that killed 99 lives. The scholar says you have to change two things. What did he say? You go to that righteous village with the righteous company. These are the two things the scholars would tell you. You have to stay with the righteous environment. You have to stay with the righteous company. Otherwise you will lose them. And you will be held accountable, the guardian. No one told you to stay away from the masajid. No one told you to get a bigger house. No one told you to get Mimi, Tutu, Lulu, Fifi, and Susu as your friends for your son. No one told you, no one told you. You had to make a choice. So make the right choice. So what do we have to do, my dear brothers and sisters? You have to come back to the masajid, not just in Ramadan. You can see it all the time. Wallahi, I don't want to make you feel guilty. But I'm just giving you a measuring stick. It is, you have to be honest with yourself. Did you go back or did you increase? Was that charge of Ramadan take you forward or did it take you back? Alhamdulillah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ramadan is over. It's party time, my man. Let's paint the town red. Let's do some donuts and whatever. Burn the rubber, my man. Is that what you're all about, akhi? Isn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wal'iyadu billah, isn't Allah al-hayyul qayyum? Isn't He the eternal one, the living that never dies? So how could we actually just worship Allah in Ramadan? And I know you heard it before, wallahi. It's a reminder. Why do I say this? Because Allah told us that. فَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Remind them. Why? Because we're called insan. Linguistically, insan, سُمِّيَ الْإِنسَانُ وَإِنسَانَ مِنَ النِّسْيَانِ And others, of course, you can see. You can see them, not the jinn that you cannot see. Insan, مِنَ الْأُنْسِ أَنَسَ That's linguistically, that you can see them. And the other one is from the nisyan, forgetful, you're forgetful. That's not, it's actually a mercy of Allah, because if you remember everything, you will not be able to die, to live. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind them. Indeed, the reminder will help those who believers. So now you've learned, my brothers and sisters, the beauty of the Quran. When you came to the masjid and you stayed up and your feet were swollen. But when your feet were swollen, what did happen? Did you think of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Wasn't his feet were actually swelled, and his mother of believers, his wife told him, didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he didn't commit a sin, just to clarify before we do this. He's even lesser of priority, he considered a sin, it was not. It was not a sin. Never Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam committed a sin. But you understand the meaning of that. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a green light, he could have chilled, sit back and do nothing, collect bogey, right guys? No, he says, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a grateful servant, a slave to Allah? Now you understand, we talked about two things that the Quran mentioned that link to the siyam. The first one, he says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So did you learn taqwa, أَخِي أُخْتِي? Did the taqwa carry on? How are your senses? How are your eyes? What are you looking at now? What are you hearing, my man? What are you talking about? What are your tongues? What are you touching? Where are you walking to? What's your heart like? Did it turn around already? Is it dark blackened already? How is the taqwa? You understand that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he says, Wallahi, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Those who have taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open a gate of ease from every difficulties and give him sustenance from a source that they never thought of. So Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma says, Wallahi, لَوْ انْتَبَقَتِ السَّمَاوَاتِ عَلَى الْأَرْضِينَ. He took an oath, by Allah, if the heavens and the earth have collapsed and set asunder, and there is nothing you can do, Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula will make holes in the heavens and the earth for the muttaqeen to be able to come out of it. He had yaqeen because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised. So if you learn taqwa, and how do you learn taqwa? We said that the only time you will learn that you have taqwa or not, when you're all alone. So when you close the doors, when there's no one else that sees you, no one else that hears you, when you're all alone, how do you act? Are you acting like Abu Bakr in the masjid and Abu Jahl at home, especially when you're all alone? So you're looking at people, my man, I'm the best thing that walked on earth. But when you're all alone with Allah, you're not worried about it. So, فَلَا تَجْعَلَ اللَّهَ أَهْوَنَ النَّظْرِينَ إِلَيْكُمْ. Don't let Allah be the least of your worries of those who see you. I'm afraid of this brother to see me. I'm afraid of that sister to see me doing this sin. But when I'm alone with Allah, it's okay for Allah to see me committing that sin. أَلَا تَسْتَحِي مِنَ اللَّهِ. Can you not be like Uthman ibn Affan? You know why he used to cry, radiallahu anhu? He said, I used to cry when I hear about the grave, what I told you about. It's because if it's easy, Allah will make it easier after that. If it's difficult, Allah will make it difficult after that. So your grave, three questions, no fourth. You know Allah subhanahu wa jalla fiula gave you an answer. He actually told you what the answers are. رَضِيطُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا رَضِيطُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ نِينَا وَمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. I accept Allah to be my Lord. I accept Islam to be my way of life. And I accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be my prophet and messenger. You're supposed to say that three times during the day, during the night. So if you live accordingly, how? Because he says, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ. Do not die in a state of, except in the state of Islam. Why? I repeat, the scholars will tell you, because you will die the way you lived. You will die the way you lived. Did you live according to what you said? Or was it a lip service? Do you actually say, I was created to worship you, Allah? Did you not, Abi Mishr al-Hafi, rahmatullahi alayhi? Are you abdu or hur? Remember that story? Are you a hur? Are you a free man? Or are you asleep? Because he was singing, dancing, drinking, and all that stuff. So he says, abd, abd, abd. I'm a slave. So he says, act accordingly, akhi. Are you acting according that you are abd to Allah? Because that's what I get in my office. We have rebels as teenagers now. I don't want to be abd. No problems. So take off your cell, take your cell phone. And go ahead, man. Let me tell you what to do with your cell phone. So what? It's my cell phone, dude. Will I be able to tell you what to do with your cell phone? I won't. Can you do anything to do with your cell phone? Of course you can. If you take a hammer and bash it, can I tell you, is there a posse that will come? We are the cell phone crusaders. We are here to save the cell phones. We are the green, whatever it is. We are going to arrest you for misreading your cell phone. You're going to tell me, take a hike. Because that's my cell phone, I can do whatever I want. But you don't understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you. Not just invented a cell phone. And you tell me, no, you can't do anything I want. Subhanallah, ajeeb wallahi. You get hired by McDonald's, you pay the minimum wage, and they tell you, wear this uniform. You have to wear this hat and an name tag. And here's the manual. Here's what your orientation. You have to do this and you cannot do that. And they're paying you minimum dollars an hour. And you say, yes, sir. Otherwise, you get fired. No, no, you don't argue. No problems. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. Isn't he the one that created? And he gives you the command? So no, 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 convince me. I don't. What's the logic? What's the hikmah? Blah, blah, blah. Long story. We get it all the time. because you don't submit, I am abd, you don't. But you understand that he, the best of creation, was given that high level of label called abd. Who is that? The best of creation was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah honored him, he says, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. He called him abd, ya akhi. Why are you afraid, my brother? Because you're hearing some of the people, oh, no, I'm a free man. Okay, my man. You know, we told you before, this life is like a shopping mall. You can do whatever you want. Get what you want. But on the way out, you have to do what? You have to pay the price. So the ultimate thing is what you get, and you learn taqwa. So if you learn taqwa, congratulations, because you now, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The most noble in the sight of Allah is that taqwa. So if you had it, congratulations, you're the best in the sight of Allah. Third, shukr. Shukr is what? Shukr ni'mah, as we mentioned before. وَأَعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا. And that's the next one, inshallah. We'll talk about the 10 things that I'm going to ask you to do after this. But we won't have enough time because of what we have to talk about today. So we have two things, taqwa and shukr. Continue the ibadah, because of one piece of paper that you will get. This piece of paper, akhi, is not going to take you on to the next level or get you another job. This piece of paper will be heaven or hell. There are four questions you have to answer. لا تزول قدم عبد حتى يسأل عن أربع في عمره فيما أفناه. What have you done with your life? What is your legacy? After you come to us in a box, after I come, what would you remember? What would you be remembered by? What would be your legacy? What have you left behind? Did you just live, eat, poop and sleep? Was that your whole life? Is that what you're accustomed to? Is that who you really want? No. You have to do something to leave something behind to leave, ya Allah. Wallahi, there was a leader, a righteous man that led the Muslim army. When he was dying, he told his own soldiers, tie me to the horse and hit him so hard toward the enemy. So when I die, as he was dying, I will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, جَاهَدْتَ فِيكَ حَيًّا وَمَيِّتًا جَاهَدْتَ فِيكَ حَيًّا وَمَيِّتًا. Ya Allah, I made jihad, I strived the best I can do. When I was alive, even when I was dead, I stayed, went through the enemies. So what have you left behind, my brothers and sisters? Remember, what have you done with your life? What have you done with your knowledge? What have you done with youth and health? Where did you get your money and how did you spend it? That you will say, هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَا. Here, read my book, Eternal Jannah. Or يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَا. I wish I was never recreated again. Never returned again to Allah. Never done. But it will not help you then. Because wallahi ma ba'da dunya min dar illa jannah aw nar. There is no dwelling after this life except heaven or hell. May Allah make us among the people that dwell in heaven. Ameen. And keep us away from the fire. May Allah accept our siyam and qiyam and fasting and sukood and rukoo and the siyam and the qiyam and everything that we've done. Oh Allah, give us ikhlas and continuity. Oh Allah, give us yaqeen that we will worship you till we die. Oh Allah, give us taqwa so we'll be the highest level and worship you alone, the highest level of ihsan, as if you see you. If we don't see you, indeed you see us. Oh Allah, make us among the shakirin, grateful to you to be able to use every ni'mah you've given us towards your pleasure, O Allah. Not fight you with it. Ameen. O Allah, ishfi maradana wa marad al-muslimin, afi mubtalana wa tazmeen, warham mawtana wa mawta al-muslimin, wansar al-islam wa izzat al-muslimin, wa'adi ki fadlika kalimatay al-haq wa al-deen, wa adil al-shirka wa al-mushrikeen a'da'ak a'da'a al-deen, awqa al-kafirina fi al-kafirina, awqa al-zalimina fi al-zalimina, wa akhrijna min bainihim salimin. Allahumma ahfadna bil-islam qa'imin, wa ahfadna bil-islam qa'idin, wa ahfadna bil-islam raqilin, wa la tushmit bina al-a'da'a wa al-hasirin. Allahumma arham mawtana wa mawta al-muslimin, wa afi mubtalana wa al-muslimin, wa ashfi maradana wa marad al-muslimin, wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin, wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in, wa akhir as-salah. Please complete the first line first. Heels on the line, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder, bring the door to the back of the heart. And pray that this is your last prayer. Astaghfiru wa adam wa adam wa adam wa adam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ولقد خلقنا الإنسان ونعلم ما توسوس به نفسه ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد إذ يتلقى المتلقيان عن اليمين وعن الشمال قعيد ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد ونفخ في الصور ذلك يوم الوعيد وجاءت كل نفس معها سائق وشهيد لقد كنت في غفلة من هذا فكشفنا عنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديد سمع الله لمن حمده الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين كلا بل تحبون العاجلة وتذرون الآخرة وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة ووجوه يومئذ باسرة تظن أن يفعل بها فاقرة كلا إذا بلغت التراقي وقيل من راق وظن أنه الفراق والتفت الساق بالساق إلى ربك يومئذ المساق فلا صدق ولا صلى ولكن كذب وتولى ثم ذهب إلى أهله يتمطى أولى لك فأولى ثم أولى لك فأولى أيحسب الإنسان أن يترك سدى ألم يكن نطفة من مني يمنى ثم كان علقة فخلق فسوى فجعل منه الزوجين الذكر والأنثى أليس ذلك بقادر على أن يحيي الموتى.
Come on in, brothers and sisters. There is a janazah, so if you can humbly request to hold up your sunnah, if you have to go back to work, whatever. Just to give you the answer for the questions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you that.